while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Keep an expectant heart. Again, it's a process. All miracles don't happen overnight. God's working something. And it's a process. Number three. And here's where some miss it. When it comes time to for a miracle or the secret to miracles, sometimes you must know or learn how to act quickly. I didn't say be in a hurry, but to act quickly. You must be willing to act quickly. I'm going to give you a statement right here. You want to write it down if you're writing, because this is something that you need to remember. Opportunity is not a fixed target, but a moving target. Opportunity is not just a boom, fixed target that you can come back next month. Or next year, it's still there. It's a moving target. That's how miracles are. That's why you must know and learn how to act quickly. Not get in a hurry, not be frantic, but to act quickly. You can be at peace and still do something quickly. You must be willing to seize the moment. If not, you may miss the blessing. Amen. Tell somebody, not in a hurry, but able to move fast. In other words, you can move fast and still be cool, calm, and collected. Amen. But you move fast. Amen. Number four, there are things that we must connect to divine connections. Divine, somebody say divine connections. And what do I mean by that? Many, when they sense it with their reasoning or their intelligence or something natural or carnal, they're quick to move. But we must have divine connections. There are sometimes, And I say this to the mature, and those that are not, you learn before you just, but there are sometimes you act without sense knowledge.
Amen.
It doesn't make sense, but I feel the Holy Ghost telling me. I hear God saying something to me. I hadn't put all the pieces of the puzzle together yet, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying something to me about this situation that I need to act quickly on. I don't see it, Lord, but I see you. I feel you. I don't hear it, Lord, but I hear you. They're saying it's not time, Lord, but I hear your timing. Amen. Divine connections. Our increase comes from above. God will give you wisdom from above. Our movement cannot be based upon what we are seeing with our natural eyes. It must be based upon what we are sensing, what God is telling us, what God is impressing upon our heart. That's why intimacy with God is so important. This move is not based upon your circumstances. It's not based upon your emotions. It's not based upon your intelligence. It's based upon you being led by the Spirit of God. Now, one of the things you got, if you're going to be truly led by the Spirit of God, you have to, number one, get strife and unforgiveness out of your heart. Come on, I said, get all this fleshly, carnal stuff out of your heart. You'll miss it every time. But when you're free, when your heart is pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You'll hear God. You'll be moved and motivated by God. Tell somebody, get rid of strife. Tell them, get rid of unforgiveness. You got to cleanse, you got to purge all this, all that toxicity out. Because it will defile you. You won't see clearly. You won't hear clearly. Then number five, tell somebody, plant a seed for the right timing. I'm going to show you something here. Plant a seed for the right timing. That seed could be money. That seed could be something else. It could be your time. But you plant a seed, you do something. Remember we read in Zechariah, I believe it was, or Zephaniah, that the seed is prosperous. The seed all by itself, it's prosperous. And so when you plant it, you can expect it to prosper. Because the seed is prosperous. But it's important that we plant a seed. Let's get Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 8. And we're talking about the secret to miracles. And we're looking at how important timing is. Timing. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. Will a man rob God? And I know already somebody's mind. Tithes. Yet ye have robbed me, saith the Lord. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he says, in tithe and offering. In tithe and offering. Understand something. This is God's kingdom economy. It's not predicated on the way the world functions and operates. This is God's economy. This is how you store up for your future. This is how God, like with Mordecai, Mordecai planted a seed. He discovered something, and then he reported it to Queen Esther. He planted a seed, and Queen Esther took it to the king, and the king went and investigated it, found it to be true, and eliminated those guys, and then he put Mordecai's name in the book. Amen. See, but he planted a seed. He did something. And God knew what the future was. He already sees your future, already sees your destiny, already knows what you will need. And so he tries to work with you to get you ready now for what you will need then. When you are tithing, you are storing up for your future. When the economy goes all whack and everything, and shortages are here and there, God says, no, there was a tither there. I got to keep the windows of heaven open over their life. They've been giving offerings. They've been sowing seed. It's another economy. But let me know, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And that's why many struggle so. Because, let me just say it this way, you're stingy. You got a mind where you think you got to work it out yourself. No, it's beyond your sense. Amen. Heaven is our source. Listen, you can become a walking miracle. Everything you do prospers. Doors open up that no man can close. Blessings come and overtake you. And it's not because you're so smart, but you got the keys to the kingdom. You got the keys, the secrets of miracles. God desires his thoughts toward you are not evil. They are thoughts of peace to give you an expected end. What are you expecting? When you don't sow, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But oh, when you sow, when you cast your bread upon many waters, when you're sowing,
When you're sowing, now you're expecting. And see, God doesn't just take the seed, He multiplies. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, good measure. Tell somebody to plant a seed. Some of us need to break the curse off our finances. You're not cursed, but because you've been stingy, because you've not been obeying God, because you've not been honoring God, your money's funny. You don't know which way it's going. What's going on? Lord Jesus. God said, will a man rob me? Tell somebody, break that curse. He came to give you life and give you more life abundantly. Amen. God came to put money in your hand. God came to meet all your needs, give you health, well-being, soundness of mind. My God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Aren't you glad you serve the one that owns it all? Now, God, the Lord said this, in that tithing and offering, He said, get it up from Malachi 3, verse 8, and then give me verse 9. Because we're still talking about timing. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Verse 9. Ye are cursed with a curse. See, now, you can't curse what God has blessed. But when we don't obey, when we don't do as the scripture says, then you can bring stuff into your life. Just like when you disobey a physician that has helped you and put you on a certain medication or something, you say, bump this. And God didn't say bump it. And you bring other stuff in. Now if God said bump it, bump it. Are you understand what I mean? Well, how much more so with God? God wants to cover all of our life. Our financial life. Our physical life. Our psychological life. Our relational lives. Our societal life. Everything. God wants all of it. Verse 9 again. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Next verse. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. Now, look, God says, bring it. This is the only time you see God say, prove me. This is the only time you see God say, prove me. You know, we say when we're growing up, when we're small, I double D dare you. Prove it. God is saying, prove me. Hear me. This is what God is saying to His people. Prove me. But see, sometimes people get caught up in their reality and cease to understand that we live by another reality.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.